Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man. Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. This is the Re-Up program. This is the program where we virtually and figuratively and literally re-up. I pre-upped. That's what I called upping before this program. Pre-upped over on the What the Fuck program. That was fun. Enjoyed calling in and venting a little bit there. That's what I love about the What the Fuck program. And I have with me now the beautiful, the wonderful, the talented Lady Soulja. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Vince?
I'm doing much better now that you're here.
Hey. I'm sorry I couldn't hear or participate with you last night. My computer
Oh my God. Well, it's all archived, so just check out the archives.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. Abu got really fucked up.
Yes, he did. Oh, my God.
If he would have stayed awake, if he would have just paced himself, he might have got laid last night.
Oh, wow,
like,
that
was in the cards. That was in the cards. Like, I think Homegirl was, like, down. I think she was, at least at one point, she seemed pretty frisky and ready to go. And,
one with the green shirt?
Yeah, the chick that was showing her boobies on the camera.
Oh, my gosh.
She was getting very friendly with Abu for a little while. And but Abu was just passed out, dude. He was just gone. Like he was into it, but he's such a, like, he goes to these extremes. Like, he gets over there and he wants to party and have a good time. So what does he do? He comes in the door and he shotguns two beers in the first minute he's there.
Oh, wow.
And then they fill a sippy cup up with God knows what, and he downs that. So he's got the equivalent of, like, six drinks in him within the first, like, 5 minutes he's in the door.
Oh, wow.
And then he just continues to drink himself into oblivion, and luckily he made it through his entire show coherently, and then he got to my show and just kind of puttered out. But at one point, you know, he had a girl's, like, booty in his face, and he was slapping it, and she was like, let him suck his tit, and, like, it was all this crazy shit going on, and, like, you know, they got, like something like 300 views in like, a half an hour because of that shit. and then Abu passed out.
Oh, man. So
yeah.
Close, but yet so far.
That's right. Anyways, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I like to keep things typically stoner-friendly, stoner-related. I also, at the 20 minutes after the hour, the first hour and 20 minutes after the hour, and the second hour, we will be celebrating 420, because somewhere in the world it's 420, and I think typically when I do this, the first hour, I think it's Brazil might be. I got to check my thing here. I use worldtimezone.com. It's my favorite because it gives you a map. It's like a visual. And then yeah, it's in like in 20 minutes it's going to be 4:20 in Buenos Aires, São Paulo, Brazil. And in Turkmenistan, it'll be 4:20 in the morning there. And it always blows me away because, like, I might be staying, going out to India to work for a few months.
Oh.
Later in the year, and so, like, I always keep track, and I have a lot of friends over there, coworkers that are over there right now, and it's kind of funky. India's time is like a half hour off. Like right now it's 12:37 a.m. in India. 12:37. It's not 12:07. It's 12:37.
They do their
same
own
thing
in India.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, fuck that, bitches. We're going to take an extra half an hour. That's
and
right.
And we got the nerve to talk about color people time.
Yeah. Well, these are colored people. The Indians are very colorful. And they said, you know what? Sorry, bitches. You're just going to have to deal with that. Add an extra half an hour in there. Factor it in somehow. I don't know how you do it. Just figure it out. You're smart.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Iran is the same way. Iran, like right now, it's 11:37 p.m. in Tehran.
Wow.
That's so funny. Like you go over the border somewhere and you just have to add it half an hour.
It must be funny to look across the street. It's like, what time you got? I got 11. What time you got? 11:30.
Yeah.
And they both be right.
Yep.
Wow.
It's totally fucked up, man. It's blowing my mind. Oh, man. So what's going on with you? You got any big plans for the weekend? Anything exciting? What's going on?
I've decided to call off my strike with the children. I have to say they won. I just can't take another day of looking at my house.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like World War III up in there.
Mm.
And I just want to eat at this point. I've been living off bread and cereal for the last 3 weeks because I just refuse to cook until they clean my house.
Totally.
It didn't work that way, so I need my strength back. I got too much business stuff popping to be all.
You know what you got to do with those kids, those punks? Do what Dirty Harry does. Check this out. Dirty Harry, what would you
thinking,
do?
Punk. You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five? And I have to tell you the truth, I forgot myself and all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
That's how I handle it. When those kids and those punks start messing up my house, it's time to put the beat down. I'm not saying kill them. I'm just saying like injure them somewhere.
Just
shoot them in the foot or something. Yeah, just a warning shot. Just so they know you mean business.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to Chester. I was like, man, y'all don't understand. And I know I have a really bad temper when it comes to becoming physical. If I am so pissed off and I am considering physical retaliation, you know, I hope you prayed before you pissed me off, because at that point, you're done. So I try not to take that out on the kids. So I talk to them. I just look at them like they're on crack, because they really don't understand. They never seen their mama in action. But I used to beat up Marines for fun, two at a time. It's nothing to me. I'm not a skinny chick.
That's
not a
hot
thing. Like,
I'd love to
right
see
now,
that.
I'm listening.
I would love to see you in action.
35-pound thing of peanut oil, and I'm lifting it.
Dude,
like
we should do a fucking like a remake of like a blaxploitation flick, and have you be like the new Pam Grier.
Oh, I'm so down for that shit. You don't even.
Let's fucking do it, baby.
That's right.
We'll make it super low budget, just like the original blaxploitation
flick.
Hell
yeah.
They
that's what
said,
made it good.
It. They just said, fuck it. Let's just get all our friends together, go into the neighborhood, and fucking shoot this shit.
Yep. Put some karate moves in it.
Hell yeah.
Some guns. Hell yeah.
Dude, I'm down for that. It's time to make vigilante flicks again, just like the 70s, like revenge films.
Nah, fuck the man films.
That's what I'm saying, revenge on the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little guy, the individual, the sovereign individual protecting his freedom or her freedom, and the freedoms of other individuals who are too fucking chicken shit to stand up for themselves.
Hell yeah! What would be the name of our secret organization? Because you know we gotta have a counterculture
right.
Secret organization. So.
Well, I already have one. It's called Megaforce.
Well, yeah, we'll just keep that shit.
Yeah, no, I'm saying Megaforce will have, like, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like the idea, is that, you know, you can be in wherever you are in Virginia, Richmond, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm close to
you,
really fucking shit up, because all I have to do
dude,
is go
you need
to
D.C.
Dude,
I'm telling you, all you need to do is go down to Radio Shack, buy a megaphone, paint it black, then dress yourself in all black attire. It doesn't matter, as long as it's all black. And then just go outside and just start fucking shit up. Just start yelling at people. That's what I do. I keep it in my car. When people, like, cut me off or something, I'll bust it out and say, what the fuck were you thinking?
Lord have mercy. This
and
is
they don't
Virginia,
know what the
man.
Hell is going on. Half the time they think, oh, my God. Is that Lord Jesus talking to me? I'm sorry. I forgot. I doubted that you even existed, Jesus. Please have mercy on me.
A hot mess.
I love it. It's great. It's so liberating to have a megaphone and just be able to, like, you know, talk louder than other people, but in a calm voice while they're yelling at you. You're just like, you know, you're just calmly saying, "Fuck you, bitch."
Basically.
And they can't do anything. They're just like, fuck. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at with all this. That's what I see with, like, Twitter and BTR and whatever, man. YouTube, all this new media stuff is like, it's like a megaphone for the audience to talk back. like we can start heckling our, you know, the gatekeepers and the celebrities and the newsmen and all these people, because, you know, they're on Twitter now, and we can, you know, give them a piece of our mind. We don't have to wait for these or politicians or whoever. We don't have to wait for them to have a town hall meeting, you know, one day in the middle of the summer. You know, we can come at them at their office, on the internet, wherever.
Oh, you know, it'd be a real tripped out type of protest.
Hmm.
You get everybody to go and they surround the building, right? I'm saying rows deep. They have their picket signs and what, they just stand in front of the building, then all of a sudden just strip.
Wayne Ghetto, have you seen any of my videos, dude? Actually carry a megaphone. Yeah, I fucking, there's days where I will just strap on my megaphone and just go out the door. And I don't necessarily use it at all. It's just there, just in case. It's like a gun. It's like the threat of a firearm is sometimes all you need.
Yeah, and sometimes nothing at all is all you need. See, they're like that. That would be a scene.
Exactly.
Can you imagine
but,
what the police
would
do?
But this is what I'm saying is, like, let's say there's some hater out there on the street that's talking shit to one of my friends or something, and I'm just standing there. And they're just going to continue to talk shit. What if I'm standing there with a megaphone hovering over them with the fucking trigger right under my finger, just ready to go? They're going to think twice before they say anything to my friend. Because I'll fucking turn on that siren and shove it in their face and then start talking.
Hold on. What the hell you want, boy?
Yeah, so Wayne Ghetto, if you go watch any of my Megaforce videos, you'll see what I'm talking about with the megaphone, dude. You'll get the whole thing. There's no target is sacred. I have given the mega drill to PETA, the Federal Reserve in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Psycho Donuts protesters, the people, the NAMI, the North, whatever, the National Organization of Mental Illness, whatever, squeaky wheel, fucking PC motherfuckers. Who else have I fucked with? Starbucks drive-thru. I did one inside the Starbucks drive-thru. But that was all playful. That wasn't like, I wasn't being harsh with them. It was just all in fun. Where else did I go with this thing? Oh, I went to my congressperson's office. I didn't use the megaphone in the office, but I had it there. The threat, like I said, the threat of the megaphone was there. And they didn't know, that her staff didn't know what to make of me. Like, you could tell they were really afraid, and they were scared for their lives. I was dressed in a black jumpsuit, had sunglasses on, a megaphone strapped over my shoulder, and I was holding a video camera. So I think I kind of caught him off guard.
I think that we should just round up all the ugly people in protest. Just
protest
to show how ugly
people?
All the ugly people. Get all the ugly people together to demonstrate how ugly the government is treating its people.
Okay. There's a lot of ugly people out there. I think a lot of those ugly people are already protesting. You just want to push them forward to the front of the line, front of the group, so they get shown on TV.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Why all the pretty people get all the press? Let the ugly people go in the front,
mm-hmm.
and then get beat down by the popo, while everybody else goes home.
Yeah, because when their faces get messed up, nobody's going to know the difference.
Exactly.
I like it. I like how you think, sister. But anyways, getting back to the Megaforce thing, I want to do a Megaforce movie. Or maybe we can do something different. Maybe we can just do a straight-up black exploitation movie. But I think you would be a good member of Megaforce, though. Like, we could come out and shoot a scene with you, like, you know, just dressed all in black. Come up with your own black costume. But the only prerequisite is that your entire outfit has to be black. And you need
black's
a megaphone.
Black's my favorite color.
You need a megaphone. Well, black actually isn't a color. It's the absence of color. Or it's... Wait, is white the absence? No, white is all the colors at once. Black is is the absence of colors. Isn't that right?
You know, they always said that, but I've never been able to take all the crayons out of my box and mix them up and get white. So it's a nice hypothesis and all, but
let me ask you this. Have you ever done, have you ever seen like a color correction thing? Like, have you ever seen anybody do like Photoshop or something?
Nah.
Okay. Well, when you have a program like Photoshop and, actually, you know what? I think white and black are both the entire spectrum, but I think, I don't know. Just thinking about how these little palettes that they have are on these things. They show you like it's basically like a color wheel. Like it's all the colors of the rainbow or whatever, but they're in a circle. And on the outer edges of the circle, it's really dark. Like you have like a really dark blue. And then you go into towards the inner of the part of the circle, and it gets lighter and lighter and lighter blue, till it turns just white. And same thing, you know, any point on the wheel that you get on, because like blue obviously like blends into like purple, which blends into red, which blends into orange, which blends into yellow, which blends into green, which blends back into blue. Okay, so when you're on the outer edges of the wheel, it's like a dark yellow or a dark red, and then as you move in and move straight in towards the what do they call the center point of a circle? I know what the diameter is, but I don't know what the fucking central point of a circle is. But the closer you move to that central point, the lighter the color gets. And if you like say if you start in yellow and you move towards the center point, it gets lighter and lighter yellow. And then if you like deviate to the left, it'll turn like an orangish, lighter orangish yellow. And then to the point where you get to the very middle, it's just completely white. And
okay.
and then once you get it to that middle point and it's white, now you can go to the sidebar on the side of that, and you can adjust your black white level. And you can take in and when it's in the very middle there, it's white, and then if you go and slide that bar down all the way to the bottom, it turns black. So I don't know what that says exactly, but that's the best way I can explain what I can.
I can visualize it.
I don't know what that's supposed to prove. I have no idea how that's supposed to prove anything. But all I do know is that we just missed 420 in Buenos Aires and San Paulo and Turkmenistan. So I apologize to my stoner friends in San Paulo, Buenos Aires, and Turkmenistan. Sorry, guys, I dropped the ball. I got carried away with this stupid fucking black-white analogy thing.
You fumbled.
Yeah.
Flag on the play. Somebody got a whistle.
Yeah. Oh well. I think I'm gonna go into a track here, take a break. Again, I try to stick with marijuana related tunes, and this goes out to my brothers down south in South America, Buenos Aires and São Paulo. Happy 420, brothers and sisters. And hope you're down there doing the marijuana boogie. I'll be right back.
Mi estilo de música personal, el cachivachi boogie. Mezclar todo con todo y como venga. Y sorprenderse, el cachivachi. Cachivachi boogie, desde que yo nací. Cachivachi boogie, lo que me gusta a mí.
Marihuana, 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 boogie. Ahora, recuerda, es justo el momento.
Master Kush, Mota, the bomb,
dope,
sour diesel,
sativa,
marijuana,
blueberry yum yum,
trees,
grapes,
chronic,
indica,
indica,
cess,
grass,
weed,
sensimil,
weed,
inhale,
green,
exhale,
sensimil,
grapes,
dope,
inhale, blueberry yum yum, ganja,
chronic,
blaze,
sativa,
yeah,
blunts,
bleezies,
bomb ass,
marijuana,
weed,
mota,
marijuana,
Mary Jane,
ganja,
marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Camp where the thugs them camp at. 2 pounder within a van box. It's in a your handbag, your knapsack. It's in a your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact. Some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hard work of sandals and a back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And voting twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry guns and lots to. A beer duck thing come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block off traffic. Then them we learn pop off and them start drop it. We dip in pile long and it a beat drop it. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get dropped like a bad habit. Son of a the post up if you're down to it. Rastafari stands alone.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
To jam down, poor people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Pure ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called. Old man to pick me. So why for no one if you with me? To see this operation trick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election them trick with. Then them down to nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock black said them a lock rocket. Then we pull the up for current like a shot socket. Then we run a road block which for the cops block it. And from now till a man in a stop clock it. If them run out around a broke back rocket. Southside, Northside. East Coast, West Coast. Yo. Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
Welcome to Re-Up. Welcome to Re-Up. Oh, sorry. I guess we're back. Maybe I should remix that track, do a mixtape. Mega Dude the remixes. I'll redo popular songs, but just turn them into like, that will be Welcome to Re-Up. with your host here, Vince in the Bay, taking your calls as always. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm here with Lady Soulja. We're going to chop it up some more here in a bit. And if you'd like to join us, that number once again, 347-826-7667. Right now I'm outside on the patio, and it's yet again another vanglorious day here in Northern California. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's clear blue sky, slight breeze, mild temperatures, maybe 70s, low 80s, I don't know. Yep, another vanglorious day here in the Bay. So I want to thank you all for joining me here on the re-up. Props to Wayne Ghetto, who you can catch on the smoke session every Monday through Friday during this time slot. He delivers quality stoner-related programming. And I encourage you to explore that program when you get a chance. Meanwhile, we're just going to hold it down here. I'm going to venture back into the studio here and check out the switchboard here. See if we've...
Lady Soldier, are you still with us?
Yeah, my daughter came downstairs saying she wasn't feeling well, so I'm checking on her.
Aw. What's she running a fever or something? What's the problem?
Sweaty all night, felt really hot, but I don't have a thermometer, so I'm just going to, you know, take a break. I'll be back.
All right. Well, with that, maybe we will go into another track here. Let's see. What do I have here? Yeah. First of all, I want to thank In the Building, Lady Soulja, for sticking with us here. It looks like Wayne Ghetto dropped off there. I'm going to go see what's going on over with Jay Will and Petey Green and the whole gang on Justin TV. I guess I'll paste. Oh, everybody here knows what's up, so I don't need to paste the link in here. While I'm heading over there, I'm going to play another stoner-related tune by the legendary stoner rock band Fu Manchu. This is Ojo Rojo. Right here on the re-up, give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
All righty, let's go. Let's go, Ojo Rojo. We'll be right back.
Thank you. No, thank you. Please. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's my live in-studio audience here. I want to thank them for showing up and obeying the applause sign. I turned off the applause sign, and they immediately shut up. That's what you call a live studio audience. A fucking professional studio audience, quite frankly. Yeah, so that was Fu Manchu, Ojo Rojo, which I hope by now it's about 40 minutes into my program, the re-up here. I hope your ojos are rojoed already. If they're not, you should re-up right now so you can get the Ojo Rojo. Oh, boy. Such an exciting day. Yet again, folks, the Lord has graced us with another vanglorious day. I hope we all take time out today to celebrate yet again another vanglorious day here on planet Earth. And we just celebrated 420 for Buenos Aires and San Paulo. Apparently, Wayne Ghetto thinks that 420 in the morning doesn't count. I dispute that. I think 420 is 420, whether it's AM or PM. So technically, everybody gets to celebrate 420 at least twice a day. And so in the next hour, I'm going to be celebrating 420 with some other brothers and sisters. That would be my brothers and sisters, my stoners and stonettes, if you will, out on the East Coast. That's right. Lady Soldier, even though she does not partake, will be a de facto Stoner Nation ambassador to Virginia in the East Coast, and we'll give her a big ups. Hopefully she'll call in around 420 over there, and we can celebrate with her live on the air. And if you're on the East Coast and you're listening and you're celebrating 420 in the next hour, give me a call. The number is 347-826-7667. I think in the second hour we'll also check in with the In the Building crew and see what's going on with Jay Will and the Mill over there. I've been watching them on Justin TV ever since I woke up this morning. It's basically my one-stop shop for news and information and entertainment. You just go over there to the Justin TV, which I'm broadcasting on Justin TV too. It's not as exciting. I don't have none of my mega hoes are on duty today. So it's just me holding it down. That's what happens here on Saturdays at the Megaforce complex. Is we pretty much everybody has the weekends off. I like to do that. This is why I love Jay Will as an artist, because I can relate to a lot of his songs and the song Let It Breathe or Let It Breathe or whatever the Breathe song, right? I can totally relate to that. Today, it's Saturday. It's a beautiful day out. I'm letting my ladies breathe. All my mega hoes have the day off, so it's just me here alone. But if you want to see me reacting to the amazing entertainment that's happening just next door over at J. Will and the Mill, you can have. And see, that's the great thing about Justin TV is like you can open up like multiple. You can open up like multiple windows, and like you can watch me and you can watch Jay Will. You know, see how that works? The beauty of technology. It's great. I have Ojo Rojos right now, and that's why I am wearing shades right now. It's not a fashion statement. It's a prop, really. Oh shit, where did my chat room go? Did I lose my chat room? Oh my god. There we go. I have two. Oh wait, how did that happen? I have two fucking switchboards open. Wow. Anywho, I want to thank In the Building crew, Lady Soulja, and Wayne Ghetto for coming through. I know they just played they're playing all the tracks over there on In the Building. I'm sorry. I can't keep up with all these fucking websites, dude. JustinTV.com/JWill from the mill. They, it looks like they're bugging out to some other towns. It's kind of a listening party thing going on. Let's contrast that to, say, Starbury. What's going on with Star? I haven't checked. You know, ever since JWill got going, I haven't checked back in with Starbury. But let's see what's up with Starbury. They tried to put me in the box. Impossible. Okay. Looks like Starbury's at some... I don't know what he's at. Looks like he might be in like a conference room or something. But it's got like lights and stuff. There's like dinner. It looks like it might be a stage. It might be like a stand-up comedy joint or a jazz club or some shit. I don't know. It looks like he rented some place out in a hotel and like got a stage in there and a video screen. And I guess he's just like hanging loose and having like a Starbury party. Contrast that to the folks are over at JWill, and you know, you got two talented brothers just hanging out. Having a listening party. I guess that's what Starbury's probably doing. He's probably having a watching party. He's like, hey, come on over. We'll just hang out and like drink beers and watch highlights from my Starbury TV show. Oh, damn. What's Petey Green's bringing it right there. What's that, some vodka? Inquiring Minds want to know. I know Petey's not listening to me because he's doing his listening. Oh, Wayne, I have confirmation from Wayne Ghetto. Wayne Ghetto, can you hear me? I feel like nobody can hear me because I think Lady Soldier is... I think Lady Soldier dropped off. She's going to take care of one of her children, and in the building's having a listening party, and Mega Dude is here. And so, Wayne, I need confirmation that you can hear me, and maybe you can answer some questions here. I was just doing a side-by-side comparison with Starbury TV and JWill from the Mill, and it looks like I don't have audio on, though, because I'm doing my fucking show, you piece of shit. It's a radio show. I'm not going to fucking not mute myself on my own goddamn radio show. I don't care what the fuck's going on. But, yeah, so what I'm saying is right now, head-to-head, JWill from the Mill's got more entertaining shit going on, just on a visual level. I don't know what they're saying. I think they're just listening to their music. Yeah, they're having a listening party over there. I love the intro to that song, though. What's up, all my players and playettes? It's a great line. Smooth. That's S-M-O-V-E. Smooth-E. S-M-O-V-E. Smooth. Or maybe there's two O's in there. S-M-O-O-V-E. Smooth groove. That's what I should get right now is set up right here is a smooth groove. I don't know, man. I got a lot of fucking aggressive shit on this fucking account right here. But I guarantee I got something smooth. Oh, well, I got to keep it. You know what? I got to keep it stoner related. But this is a smooth groove. This is Wu-Tang. You can't go wrong with that. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. It's the re-up, biatch.
You bitch-ass niggas, as high as Wu-Tang get. I'll allow us pop this shit, just like black shoe fit. If you can wear it, but don't fuck with it. Yo, too many songs, weak rhymes is mad long. Make it brief, son, half short and twice strong. No doubt you took time searching. Eventually, it was prime urgent for you to examine the rhyme merchant. Lace MCs with styles when they rhyme drunk. On a label hunt until 20,000 out the trunk. Eight diagrams, sword swinging on my tank force. RZA throwing the disc, but then changed the bank source. It can't flow. Must be the speech impediment. You got lost off the snare, off impeached the president. Weather in Amsterdam, smoking 7 grams of green, venue packed. 1,000 white teams in tight jeans. It's really unpredictable. Shots critical
code of analytical analogy. Insurance policies, why? Said they know that sound, they're fine to know. Couldn't recognize, bash them the fuck behind the ropes. Too many dope niggas I see starving. Catch a single deal, a possible plea bargain. Move slang regardless to whom or what. Five mics, five nights, hanging from the balcony, dropping 25 flights. A fugitive bass playing rap czar, smoked the cigars, Prince on the strings of his guitar.
F-I-S, Wu-Tang, get along, allow us pop this shit. Just like black shoe fit. If you can't wear it, but don't fuck with it.
Yeah, I got a hold on ya, doing exactly what the fuck, a marijuana, this nigga nasty. Deep in the dirty dungeon, bugging, loving the way these rhymes keep coming at you, splash ya. Get your headpiece fractured with killer cuts from the Shropshire. Slash ya, rip shit up, got this whole dang thing mastered. Show nothing, MC, too good to be touched. John John, bring the phenomenon, I co-crush. MC, inferiorities, they froze up. Ice cold, as we move on, saga unfold. Captivated by a saga that go untold. Like Go Fanger, caught up in a cliffhanger. Yo, INS, another kill red. Danger, break out the vest. Now it's tactical warfare, it's on here. Come with your shield and hardware. If you're on here, don't ever roam in the naked city. Aiming your stories, none pretty. Bomb them with the witty, unpredictable. Conditioning be critical. Piece the tank, getting high on your physical. This next drink is a toast to your memory. When I go, how many niggas gon' remember me?
F-I-S, Wu-Tang, get allow us pop this shit. Just like black shoe fit. If you can't wear it, but don't fuck with it.
There it is. High as Wu-Tang get, right here on the Re-Up with Vince in the Bay, taking your calls. 347-826-7667. Big ups to Wayne Ghetto for giving me the confirmation that I do have audio. That's always good. So yeah, I'm gonna try to get I don't know, either PD or J-Will to call in here before the end of the show, because they finally sent me a track. Like these, I keep telling these fools to send me their tracks. I'll play them on my show and whatever. They finally sent me one. They sent me the new one, Bullshit. And apparently it's sort of a play on sort of a quasi diss song on Goofy, but I think it's more just like just kind of a more of just a song geared towards the haters in general, maybe not necessarily just personal to Goofy. I think some of the references in there do reference Goofy or are directed towards Goofy, but I think it's more just a comment on hating in general. And so it's a good track, and I have it, and I'm going to play it a little bit later. It's not necessarily a stoner tune, but it does qualify for the program because it is a stoner-friendly song. So I usually just try to keep the topics more or less stoner-related. I will get into some stoner news in a little bit. But I like to keep the content of this program just, you know, pretty much marijuana-related. But that includes not only, you know, stuff that is directly, you know, like songs that are about smoking weed or whatever, but also content that's stoner-friendly. You know, something that can enhance the experiencer. And I wish I had some Parliament Funkadelic lined up, because I know that Lady Soldier loves the Parliament Funkadelic. She's always referencing Parliament Funkadelic. And I'm going to see if I can't get something uploaded before the end of the show, because I do have some of that stuff, some really old shit. But it's not uploaded yet, so let me see if I can work on that. In the meantime, give me a call, 347-826-7667. And check me out on the internet, megaforceonline.ning.com or megaforceonline.blogspot.com. I've kind of gotten away from doing the video, the Megaforce videos. I'll probably, I have one that's another Megaforce episode in the can that I shot a couple months ago that I just haven't edited yet. So that'll be a fun one. That's me in the Grateful Dead parking lot, fucking with hippies with my megaphone. That was fun. Yeah, so check me out on Megaforce Online. It's megaforceonline.ning.com. Join Megaforce. It's one of those Ning sites, so you can just get, you know, just transfer your profile over and just start posting some shit. We encourage people to get active in their community and locally let your voice be heard physically, literally, and you know, just, it's not a major investment. It just requires that you wear all black. So most of you probably already have in your wardrobe a full outfit that's just black. And then get some really thick black sunglasses and some sort of hat or helmet or something, headgear of some sort, but it has to be black too. You can wear gloves. Those need to be black. Shoes need to be black, preferably like combat boots, but which I know Sister Soldier can do, but whatever, improvise. So you get all the black stuff, and then you get a megaphone. You go on the internet, you can find them pretty cheap. You can find a megaphone on the internet for like $30 if you look hard enough. And then you make sure, try to get a black megaphone. And if you can't, just paint it black. That's what I did. It's really easy. Just go down to the hardware store, you get some black paint, spray paint, you're done. And then proceed to go out to your nearest street corner, or ideally you want to go to a place where there's like a high volume of traffic. Like in like LA, I would go to the promenade. There's a promenade over there where, you know, it's like a outdoor shopping center. And there's all kinds of like street performers and jugglers and, you know, street musicians and whatever, people just around there. And you just post up with your megaphone and you just start fucking shit up. Or maybe you have, you know, a problem with something. Maybe you have a problem with your congressperson. You go down there, you fucking post up right outside their office with your megaphone and just start talking shit. You know, just let yourself be heard. Don't limit yourself to just Twitter or BTR, or now when we have Justin TV or Ustream or whatever it is. Don't limit yourself. Do it in reality too. Unplug from the matrix. Go out on a street corner and fuck some shit up. It's pretty simple. Anyways, give me a call. 347-826-7667. I'm going to continue to smoke here and play some smoke-friendly tunes. Yeah. So that's pretty much the rundown. I'm going to get into some marijuana-related news items in a minute. But before I do that, play Sugar Minot. This is Try Love, right here on the Re-Up. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
We gotta get it on down. Some love must be found. Just try your best, and God will do the rest. Just try your best, and God will do the rest. In this time, don't put no fight. Get it on down, some love must be found. Try.
Smother them with love. That's what it takes. That's how you conquer hate, is with love. It's pretty simple. Pretty easy. And so we're just going to kick back here and wait for Petey to give us a call. And while we're doing that, going to encourage you to take oh fuck, dude. I'm fucking lit, dude. I really am. Let me take another hit here. Hang on a second. Oh damn, this shit's the bomb. All right, I'm getting some more music here. Give Petey Green some time to call in. Give me a call, 347-826-7667, and I will be back momentarily after these brief messages.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy style, and a bob that just won't stop. When the joint gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Chicka-chong, chicka-chong, chicka-chacka-chong, chicka-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa. Hong Kong Phooey, fan-rific!
I tell you no love for them when
sign. Put on your roses out on this plane. Man, I see you run a steer mount night and day. Could you be my honey and the woman lay lay? With a dad just smile and her face and say. She want a man for Rudy, walk not one for play. A marathon man, she says she want one for stay. I'm with you all, I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you're ready from. Now find your entrance, from papa, from.
Champions. This is Vince in the Bay back with you here on the Re-Up program. Big ups to Wayne Ghetto for sticking it out here, Lady Soldier for coming on earlier. And now I think we have Petey Green with us. I got to run to the switchboard real quick. Hang on, Petey.
And I'm back here in the studios. I'm gonna before I go to Petey here real quick. I'm gonna record this on Justin TV. And do a little flippity do. So many fucking windows open right now. It's just fucking ridiculous. Start the record.
Oops, I just muted myself. Anyways, we're here live on the Re-Up with Petey Green, a.k.a. 59150. What's up, Petey Green?
Yeah, what to do, Vince? Man, you know we on our 24/7, 397 days out of the year marathon of fuck goofy bitch, a.k.a. Miss Skittles. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, I missed the Miss Skittle thing. When did that happen? Where'd you get that name from?
You know what I'm saying? If you go and look at his picture on his MySpace page, you see he got many flavors of the rainbow that he likes to taste. He has a homie who looks like Zorro, another girl named Lil Guape, and a Mexican version of Bruce, we call them Maria Maria. So, you know, so they all different flavors of the rainbow, and they taste each other's Skittles, and they like to teabag each other. It just fit. See what I'm saying?
I'm into teabagging. Maybe I should hook up with them.
Hey, man. I feel you, dog, but be careful, Z. These cats, they real hard gangsters when it comes to the teabagging, and they might rape you, dude. I don't want you, you know what I'm saying? You got to let them know that you're bilingual. It's a difference.
I don't know. I think this goofy bone, I'd like to see his little bone. I'll throw him my bone. He can Photoshop me on his lap any day of the week.
That motherfucker is a king of Photoshopping, that real talk. That motherfucker got some Photoshop pictures on these pages, B. If you go look at them. Man, dog, man, real, look at this shit, dog. Don't have a shot with a 1,000 PI type shit camera, and then he using some shit with a pocket Polaroid. I'm saying, dog, this shit ain't even fair, man. So what's good on your mind?
Nothing, man. I'm stoked you guys finally got me a track that I can play on my show.
Hey, dog, I'm going to send you the rest of them, too. I got you. I thought I sent it to you already. I'm going to send you Brave. I'm going to send you Devil Must. I'm going to send you all the shit we got. You support us to the fullest, dog. You like my brother from a crazy Oakland Bay Area month. Real talk.
There it is. All right, man, we're going to go into bullshit. Anything you want to tell us about bullshit before I play it?
Man, you know, bullshit ain't nothing. Fuck Goofy Bone Part 2, pretty much. It is what it is. Rock that shit, though.
All right, we'll be right back.
Mind on the plane, I'm sorry, living change and happening, broken dreams and people up on my team who don't believe in my faith and my riches. Too often these niggas, you got me vibing with the simple life of bitches. Me, they got me twisted if they think I'm waiting for a return, cause all them bullshit, hate and talk, that bitch can burn. Up in the bottles of piss, stay here where hoes dwell. Straight to be honest, I couldn't do it, nigga, but oh well. I had to keep it moving soon off the hatred now. Everybody wanna look at my smile, they said I changed since the thoughts of the chat. No longer am I just that ignorant motherfucker, I was acting wild. Nope, I had to learn and make sure that my seeds grew so everybody knew what they had to see true. Cause dollars gotta add up to make sense, cause how the fuck you gonna go back to your family with pocket money? So keep it this, you think that we ain't eating and all that bullshit and that hate, y'all defeating. It's a movement that can't be stopped. ABK's a life, motherfucker. Family top just that hot. So look around, motherfucker, for something and understand what I say. We ain't bluffing, cause Bruce ain't about nothing. All I see is the huffing, puffing front and stop bluffing. Why? Bullshit ain't about nothing. You can stop with all the tears and lies and motherfuckers, all the bulls and crap. Just understand, this shit right here we will ride for. Clip a couple shots and yo, it's going die for.
Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin'. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', man. Bullshit about nothing, what? Stop frontin', cause bullshit about nothing. Stop Milwaukee, West Wisconsin, stop frontin'. Bullshit about nothing. When you see me, I'm gunning, leading you to running. You wanna see something with me? I hope not. Where I'm at is where I be. My breathing don't stop. The chores will soon. I'm a goon without the send off. Come in the wrong hood up here, it gets you picked off. Music gotta get off. No more drugs. Everybody gangsters now. No more thugs. Matter of fact, I got a question. Why every rapper that hate on us got no music to play when we go to they pay? Because the niggas is lame, the new name is game. If you want some bitch shit, why you acting game? Say we don't play fair, it's a goddamn shame. Because I'm used to so hot, competition is lame. I don't have dirt on my shoulders, it's actually hate. So I walk with a special brush that does it off in the day. Give me a pound of good beats, they be off in the day. The preseason coming soon, rap game ain't
Wait, wait, stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', what? Nigga, stop frontin', what? Stop frontin', nigga. It's no question I'm good, so don't question me about is any niggas up in Milwaukee. Bang Bang is the songs that I grew up to, because that's all that we heard on the blocks I grew. Young, but I'm not Bird, don't get me confused. No more drive-bys, I woke up on you. If you think Jay will, Jay won't. Trick on the bitch, thought I do, but I don't. Stab out to the east side to holla at Petey. See me, I'm from the west, but living it ain't easy. Life full of stress, Milltown is the city that I rep till I die. Keep my head to the sky. Don't ask why, if you catch me in your crib, goddamn, I'm freestyling, let me stop and ad-lib.
Stop frontin', stop frontin'. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. What? You look around, motherfucker, keep stuntin'. I'm playin' around and thinkin' we bluffin'. What shit ain't bout nothing? All I see, yo, is huffin', puffin', and it's stuntin'. What? This shit ain't about nothing. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. This shit ain't nothing. It ain't nothing, motherfucker.
It's the re-up, 347-826-7667. I'm back here with Petey Green. What's good, Petey? Petey, I think you muted yourself, dude. Petey just put himself on timeout. That's all good. Well, he's hanging with us, so maybe he's busy over at Justin. Yeah, check me out on Justin TV right now. I got I have this whiteboard behind me, and I like to put like promote what's going on there. And I just put on my whiteboard on with 59150. But now he's gone. He's on timeout. So, oh well. Anyways, I want to get the scoop, the lowdown on the whole fucking Skittles. Goofy Skittles, whatever his name is now. I want to get the fucking full lowdown on this. Because I'm intrigued. I like it. Beef. I mean, that's what hip-hop's all about, right? It's all about the beefs. Doesn't matter if the beef's one-sided or not. As long as it's there. It's entertaining. It's entertainment. It's part of the game. This is how it works. But I'd love to see these guys get together and just do like a fucking live on stage fucking diss off. That'd be sick. I mean, you could, like, some people aren't freestylers, so that's cool. You don't have to freestyle. Like, you'll have time to prepare and like get something going, but it'd be cool if it was like on stage, you know, like why didn't they do that? Like fucking Kumo D versus LL Cool J live on stage. Mono e mono, the hip hop cage match. You should do that shit, dude. There's a fucking hip hop cage match. J Will versus Goofy Bone. Who will survive? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think. That's what I think should happen. It should be live on stage. Fucking Roxanne Chantel, Shantae style. You know what I'm saying? Live on stage. You like that song? You remember that song? Does anybody remember Roxanne Chantae?
Roxanne Shantae, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Well, that's the song that inspired her to get up on the mic and start fucking taking prisoners. And she retired early, man. She retired when she was 25.
She said,
that's it, I'm out. And now she's like educating people and shit.
Yeah, she's a teacher and shit.
She's sexy as fuck, man. I love her voice.
She's a beast.
And she's probably like around my age right now. She's probably like a MILF. Cougar. That's what I'm talking about. What's Roxanne? Where is she at these days? Is she taken?
I don't know. All I know is last time I heard she got like a degree, right? She's like a PhD or some shit. She's a teacher.
Dude, all I know is she retired so she could like get into education or some shit.
Yeah.
Which is cool, man. That's fucking tight, man. What if, you know... Her students will be inspired. They'll just be like, fuck, Roxanne Shantae's my goddamn fucking instructor. I'll fucking
right.
Show up to class. You know, maybe she busts a freestyle before she goes into her lecture. You don't know.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, Petey, did you catch my thing about the hip hop cage match?
No.
This is what I was like. I don't know why they didn't do this back in the day. Like, you would think that all these fucking industry bigwigs would have thought of this. Do like a tour, like back in the day when, like, say, like Kumo D and LL Cool J were beefing hard, right?
Yeah.
Do a fucking tour, the fucking hip hop cage match. You have them both on stage at the same time, fucking going off on each other to a beat. You know.
You know what's fucked up? I think that'd be a dope ass idea. I just think most niggas won't. A lot of people don't want to lose.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Well see, this is the thing. Is it, they would have time to prepare. It's not like it, like, because some people are good freestylers and some people suck. But some people are good writers and you know, they suck at freestyling and vice versa. So what you do is you have, you know, the people that are better at writing stuff ahead of time, you give them plenty of time to come up with their songs and shit and their beats and whatever, and then you give all the beats or whatever to one DJ or some shit, and then they just, like, paste them together, and then you can just be like a back-and-forth thing on stage together, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you exactly and shit.
And, like, if you're better at just freestyling and just going off what the other person's saying, then you don't write, you don't prepare anything. You just show up with your beats, and you just say, all right, I'm just going to fucking go fucking buck wild freestyle.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I really don't
Anyways, I'm gonna take a break here, going to some Roxanne Shantay live on stage. I'll be right back.
Oh, what? That's what I'm talking about.
My name is Shantay. My name is Shantay. Yeah.
In the bay on the re-up. Call us now, 347-826-7667. Does that song really end like that? It's kind of weird. I don't think that song really ends like that. Anyways, Petey, you there? Petey's on timeout. All right. I noticed that sometimes I'll upload songs to BTR, and for some reason they get cut off at the end. Like, sometimes it's just, like, my bad luck. Like, I pick songs that, like, they're part of a record, and they bleed over into the next track, and so it cuts off abruptly if you just play the one song, and that's fine. But I'm noticing that some songs that normally, like, fade out or have, like, a logical ending to them just get cut off. It's a fucking conspiracy. Anyways. How much time do we got here? What the fuck is up with my switchboard? 28 minutes remaining. Vince in the Bay taking your calls on the re-up. I just re-upped during that track. That was Roxanne Chanté live on stage. And yes, that's right, Wayne Ghetto. I actually do got that shite. I got that shite. I got all kinds of shite in here, brah. What else do you want? You want some fucking Eric B. and Rakim? Want some fucking Rakim? Let's do some Rakim right now, bitches.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune'll get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should've broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use fuses and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to East Face play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge, be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily, so pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the mural of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple state darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
Back. You're in the re-up with Vince in the Bay. We got 24 minutes left to go on the program. I'm trying to catch up with the in the building crew. I think they started drinking about 3 hours before I did because of the time difference. But if you go over to my Justin TV, you can see me having my first beer. Oh, the day. And I'm not on the yay yet. Yay-yet. All right, what's up with Mega Dude? What the fuck? Why isn't this loading? I just took a load. I just dropped a load. And now I'm getting a load here from fucking Justin TV. Fuck Starbury. I don't care if you need more bandwidth for fucking Starbury, dude. You gotta give me service, bitch. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to just stop broadcasting. I'm not stopping this broadcast. I'm just stopping my... Okay, this is how baked I am. I just stopped my broadcast on Justin TV, and when you stop your recording, when you stop your recording, it asks you to like save this broadcast as a clip, and you can title it and shit. And like when that box opened up, instead of my hands instinctively reaching towards the computer to like type in the name, I reached over to the phone keypad and started like trying to type on that shit.
180. Oh, my fault. Almost 1,200.
Hey. Hey, no worries. What's up, dude?
Dog, tripping off updating the people, dog. We almost up 1,200 hits on our Taking on Starberry Fuck Goofy Bone Marathon. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I was watching you guys. You guys were having, like, a listening party, and I was looking over at Starberry, because I have, like, about 47 different windows opened up on my computer. So I'm watching, like, 12 Justin TV channels. I'm listening to 4 BTR shows. I'm doing, like, 3 BTR shows. And I'm also simulcasting my Justin TV, and I'm also texting my girlfriend in Argentina, and I'm also uploading new music to my iTunes, and smoking copious amounts of this new headband Kush, which is fucking insane. I feel fucking retarded right now.
Bye. What's up, Vince? You be
are there any ladies in the building I could talk to? And no offense, Petey Green, I love talking to you. I love your voice. I love what you have to add to the program.
I got you.
But I'm ready to talk to a lady.
Hello, what's up?
Give me that.
Hey there,
uh-oh,
darling.
Hold
where
on.
Have you been all my life? Hello.
Vince.
Are you alone?
No, Vince. Fuck that. There will be no flirting with the white girl. You're my perv.
Wait a second. Who's this? Is this Mrs. PG?
Damn right.
The new and improved Mrs. PG, or is it like Sheriff PG now?
I'm not the sheriff. Don't say you my purse.
Okay.
Say it,
fine.
Say it.
Can't I just have other friends? Can I just be, you know? I'm not being pervy. I'm not being pervy at all. I'm doing a fucking smoke show. I'm trying to fill up for the smoke session here. And I know little mama hasn't called me, so I got to get some mama on here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
So if that's going to be you, that's fine. That's fine. If you're, because like I was like looking for my, I was trying to get Roxanne Shanté to come on my show, but so I played her song, but she didn't call in. So, you know, this is what I'm trying to do.
Okay, here she goes. Hello.
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 Hey there, how's it going?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing much better now.
Oh, much better now? Well, why is that?
Yeah. Well, you're a superstar right now, as far as I'm concerned. You put on a fantastic performance last night on the J-Will from the Mill Justin TV program.
Why, thank you.
I favored it. Like, you can like mark things your favorite. And I certainly did that. After your performance last night, I favored it. It was amazing. So what's going on today? What's are you guys partying again or what's up? I'm trying to catch up with you guys.
Yeah.
These guys keep drinking. I'm like just starting to drink now.
You are starting to drink? I haven't started drinking yet, so I'm gonna make dinner. So when I cook, after I'm done cooking, I'll probably start drinking after that.
What are you making for dinner? What's for dinner?
I am making tacos for dinner.
Pink tacos?
Mm-hmm.
Pink tacos for dinner. Hmm. Well, when you have your feast, you should make sure to take time out before everybody consumes everything to get a photo op and like get the J-Will from the Mill camera to document your lovely creation, and we'll all just sort of salivate and be envious of what you guys are about to consume.
That's
good. Well, okay, I didn't do nothing, Will.
Yeah, we're just gonna
Oh my God! I just looked on your guys' Justin TV chat room, and fucking Wayne Ghetto just like typed in a fucking novel in there. What the fuck is he talking about? All I see is double D's or triple D's.
Because
does somebody have triple D's?
No, I don't know what he was talking about.
Once the triple D's, he says once the triple D's come out, it's on.
Mr.
Vince says, what does Mr. Wayne talking about or in regards to the triple D's?
I don't know.
When they come out.
Oh,
I guess there's some bobblehead going down when he's 1500, I guess.
$2,000.
Right. Well, I promised something last night, and it didn't even get there last night.
It's going down like a phone.
What's going down? What's about to happen? You got to give us the inside scoop. You're a person on the inside here.
Oh, the person on the inside. No, last night when I was on it, I was telling everybody that I would fuck on the TV or, you know, play with myself or whatever on camera if we hit 1,000 viewers. And it didn't get to that point. And then this morning we got up. They were close to almost 1,000, and now they're talking about when it gets to 1,500, there's some type of bobblehead would happen.
Oh, wow. I would like to, who's it going to happen to, though? Who?
What'd you say?
Who's it going to happen to, exactly?
I don't know. Then they say
it's going to be... It's going to be some super sex, though, right? It's going to be super sexy, I bet.
I have no idea. I don't even know if it's going to be me. But I know it's supposed to be.
Oh, it doesn't matter, sister. Just as long as you're in the building influencing the happenings, I'm sure your energy will make it to be even sexier.
Probably.
Because you were bringing some serious... You were bringing some... You were bringing some super sex last night, baby. And you had your clothes on.
Yes.
That's what it do. All right, we'll be right back. Hang tight. We got 15 minutes to go. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Funky love, baby. Oh, I
your mama, hit a bar. Got sexy goo goo baby talk. Got California baby dolls. Alright, yes, hello, my name is Mark. Not super rich, no superstar. Did you know the president is super, super, super sexy? Automatic taxi stop, electric cigarette love, baby. Hotel, rock and roll, the discotheque.
Yeah, the super sex. Although when you're having it with me, it's called mega sex, because I'm mega sexy. And I'm also your mega dude, aka Vince in the Bay, locking it down out here, broadcasting from the South Bay to Bombay, back to the BK, and down to LA. We're down to 10 minutes left here. It's been fun hanging with the In the Building crew. I am going to go to another track here in a minute. I finally got just got up to speed with all the In the Building tracks, so I'm going to start working those into the playlist. We'll try to highlight some of that stuff, put it in heavy rotation. So looking forward to that. I'll try to load up a track here before I sign off in the next 10 minutes. Unfortunately, my switchboard has left the building, so I'm going to try to alleviate that situation. In the meantime, I'm enjoying if you're on my Justin TV, you can tell that I'm enjoying a nice cold. See, this is how I would if Starbury was smart. If Starbury knew what was up, he'd be like, "This program is brought to you by Bex." Beer, product of Germany. That's right. Imported from St. Louis, imported from St. Louis, Missouri. It's Beck's Beer. That's right. The last 10 minutes of this program brought to you in part by Beck's. So I'm going to try to get my switchboard up and running here. And as always, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Winding it down here in the re-up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to upload those songs in time. The computer's freaking out on me. But I will certainly have them for next time. And I appreciate Petey Green coming on and then sending me those tracks, because I'm sure I will have a lot of fun playing those in the near future. Petey Green, what'd it do? Or whoever. Hello? 414, identify yourself. Is anybody there? Sounds like Petey Green's on timeout, so that's fine. I'm going to try to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a track here real quick and see if I can't, see if I can't get the this track uploaded before the end of the program. Okay, I got to keep it marijuana related. So what I'm going to do is play a song by Manu Chao about Bobby Marley. I don't know who I identify. If there's any human being, any individual that's ever graced this planet that is deserving to be associated with the mutually beneficial assets that you can ascribe to marijuana consumption, I think Bobby Marley is a good person to embody that as an icon, if anybody is. And we're back. That was Manu Chao with Bobby Marley. We're gonna wrap it up here on the re-up. It's been fun. It's been too soon, too quick. I want to thank, of course, our sponsor. First, got to thank our sponsor, Bex, for co-sponsoring the second half of our program today. Big ups to them. Make sure you pick up some Bex beer. It's German-made and imported from St. Louis, Missouri. It's good. Anyways, that wraps it up for the re-up. We'll check you out tomorrow, same time, same channel. Big ups to Petey Green, 59150, which you can see right there. That's who we had earlier. All right, we're out. Check us out next time, tomorrow, same time, same channel. I'm going to play a song to get out of here, and then, I don't know, I guess there's Milwaukee music or some shit. I have no idea. Oh, I know what's up. Some Mac Dre, bitches. We out.
Yeah. Don't stop, won't stop, won't quit. Never could, never
Mac Dre back with some more shit.
You know. Come on, man. I'm a rap-matic trash addict, and I'm back at it. Play me a beat with this heat, I'm a blap at it. The cats got it. When the Mac's batted, you don't wanna see me. Punk, get your hat flatted, dope like a crack addict. Or a hop head, spit it clear so you can hear what I said. Pothead, hot head, nigga that got dreads. Got red, stop red, get hit with the hot lead. My bed, you might see three things. High heels, my peels, and hoes and G-strings. I see things through my pimping glasses. Cheesy macaroni teaching pimping classes. I dips and mashes, Mercedes Benzes. Mike wears tennis without the lenses. I'm off the hinges, I handle business. Leave no clues, witness or forensic. No co-defendants, all by my lonesome. Won't see Solano, Quentin or Folsom. I dose him at the four-way stop sign. 40HK, don't fuck with Glock 9. I rock mine, I'm a star, I'm famous. Got my own language, cool when I swing it. Oh, I'm all out the dough. 351 with the shift in the flow.
Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, met our own shit. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, not all on shit.
Train rock rhymes from here to New York. Only smoke rope, no coke or Newport. Tabachi, Benny, Hanna, pork on my fork. Rapping is a sport, and this is my court. Do anything to win, while referees cheat. I flagrant foul, and bruise the beat. Read them in weak. I'm a royal flush, give me some shrooms. So I can get mush, kick death. Always in something tight, hella loud. With the whistle of a suction pipe, fucking dice. In Vegas or Reno, ask Kilo. Nigga, he know I'm well connected. I know Big Wells, Dick Shows, and Harry L's, Ben and Hella Gels, and Federal. But nigga, it never fails. The shit don't stop when I drop hella sales, hella mail. Call me the postman. From Belair, born in Oakland, Yogan. Dodge diplomats. Fuck three strikes, get the bitch to bash.
Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight. I'm too small, it don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, not our own shit. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, it don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, not our own shit.
Going.
Hi. I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
I do like this. Put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Stretch to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. Hop back up, then I start to slide. Copy my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the burst. Dust myself off like I just told thirst. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Come on, don't Harlem shake, it's the Thizzle Dance. This time,
I hope you got you a two, a thizzle, because it's time to pop you a few. Then you can break, start the gym, bounce with the core as it starts in the gym. Those the whole damn car though. Hop out and follow. Why you let the car roll? Don't ride the whip while you ride the strip. Here's your chance to do your dance on the side of it. Why you ready? The passenger and driver sweep. The lander up and jump back inside the shit. Why you hanging out the rooftop? Do not get ooh out by them fool cops. They trying to have you guys. Other than that, you and your boy coon big. You wanna learn coon? Stay tuned to this. Moochie mama freak, get your man. And show them niggas how to do the sizzle dance.
Show the re-up. You see right there, the re-up. The re-up. This would be the VIP portion of the program. You gotta put the. Yeah, the VIP. We're in the VIP now. So those of you who are, you can't really even see that, huh? We'll have to highlight that.
That's right. You're in the VIP with Vince in the Bay. I'm still tracking this ongoing saga over at in the building.ning.com, or I'm sorry, at JustinTV/JWill from the mill, or in the mill. Is it from the mill or in the mill?
I don't remember if it's from or in, but either way, it's JWill. He's the new internet station. He's trying to overtake Starbury, which is a Herculean task, if you ask me. Quite frankly, I think it's a huge effort he's going to undertake. I mean, I was watching Starbury earlier. He was like driving around with his manager or some shit, or one of his token white friends. And but at the same time, JWill was doing some pretty cool, he had a pretty cool listening party going on. It was like a listening party / I guess karaoke maybe, or live performance almost. It was just him and Petey Green like bugging out to their own songs and like performing them essentially. Because, I mean, let's face it, they don't have a band. They can't afford a DJ or a band. They just make their own beats, and that's the closest they're going to get for now. But watch out, In the Building is growing every day. The internet behemoths, or no, the mainstream media behemoths that are slowly seeing their real estate and listener/viewership dwindle, it's because of people like the In the Building crew, because of venues like BTR, Twitter, YouTube, blabbity bleebity. But I'm very curious to see what the In the Building crew can cook up next. I really, literally am interested in what they're going to cook up next, because I talked to, what's her name? I keep forgetting her name, but she's not only sexy, but she's also a good cook, I think, or good enough, because she's cooking tonight, and I'd love for her to hopefully show on the JWill from the Mill program her, whatever she concocts before they consume it. Speaking of consuming, you should do yourself a favor and consume some Beck's beer. That's this program is brought to you in part by Beck's beer. This is the VIP brought to you by Beck's beer. It's so good. It's so good. It's inspired me to play some more Mac Dre. So, this one goes out to the feds. Shaking feds, bitch.
Hello, my friend. How you do, my friend? What would you like? Yes, what would you like? I want a pack of backwoods. Pack of backwoods. Like, what? Give me a fifth of that privileged Hennessy and, that's my fifth, and then, that's it.
Thank you very, very much.
What you know about me? I'm Mac Dreezy, call Hennessy Mean and a blunt of Bleezy. I keep a back sack wrapped in a backwood leaf. Home trees that make me look Japanese. Green seedless, mean when I'm weedless. Never in denial, I'm a fiend and I need this. Any day is a bad day for Mac Dre. When he ain't got it, they ask why he act that way. Smoke champ, Kush, and Nay. Man was made, bomb this brain. I can't fade. Don't keep up lazy, roll for an easy. I ask her, what the peasy? Gotta have weed, she don't get weed. You don't like it, kiss my ass till your lips bleed. This one's for the club, so I'm kinda like keeping it clean. Sing it with me, y'all. Bleezy's and him.
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you Bleezy's and him. I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me I say, hey man, what?
Please, I L-O-V-E-A-double-E-M.
I drink like 10 of them things that swim. He's heeming again, is what they say. When I come around, I'll get dumb drunk and fuck up your compound. You're feeling your establishment. Mobbing saying, Teddy, I'm halibut. Oh, what a feeling when you're looking at the ceiling and it's spinning and the Earl starts filling. I drink heem when I perk. Don't like irk and jerk. It don't work when a nigga chilling. Might spill it on my Abercrombie Fitch. No, I got the man at the liquor so rich. Well, baby, would you please run and get me another Hennessy fifth, some Blizzies and heem. Blizzies and heem. Get your cup, fill it up, don't be no punk. A potty ain't a potty if every damn body ain't lifting and a little bit tipsy. But don't drink and drive. I remember one time my cutty sugar wrapped his 50, wrapped this with me. And if you don't understand, you're an inbridge. Your daddy and your uncle is the same man. I gotta have dope everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, heem, what you think? I guess heem and the only substitute is Remy. In the sack with Jimmy on Portland with Kenny. I'm thanked out, cranked out, can't talk, can't count. If I want some more, I'm making baby pull a bank out. Cool on the bomb, boy, what do you mean? Sing it to him, y'all. Blizzies and heem.
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you done? I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, hey man, what you done?
Gas break dipping, shaking the beat, making the bridge.
It's the big dog, head coach,
bitch, I'm that nigga. Got my hand on my gun and my finger on the trigger. Playing with my cab toys, running from the bad boys. Pissing, losing control, I never had pores. Rugged and real, leather and steel. Came to my folks, hang with my folks, swing with my folks. Drunk, fucked up, off 151. Be my BZ up and say, what have I done? Gorilla Tim, behind the tent, getting bent. On the savage ass grind, always collecting my rent. The mad guy, triple stack guy. Killing them suckers that give the rap game a black eye. Roll the weed up, somebody turn the beat up. While I continue to spit, relax and kick your feet up. Mac gang so cold, I make your nose money. Mac Dre so cold, taking hoes money.
Rollers on Dre, but they can't catch him slipping.
Yoking it up, smoking it up.
He's rolling in a 7 tray, gas break dipping.
My name is Furl, I'm the owner of the building. I'm a stoner and I'm chilling with two bitches like Jack. I pimps and I mags, I'm a Benz on a lack. Man, I've been in the back with the groupies and the stars. I've been out front with the thugs and the guards. I've been on the yard with the Mexican mafia. And I only run with niggas that are killing Dafia. I'm popular, I'm a rap star. But I live like a rock star running from the cop car. I drop bars on slaps that knock hard. And I charge for this dick extra large. I'm sicker than SARS, higher than Mars. And I treat my bitch like an ATM card. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. She's in the building and she's feeling herself. She's looking bad, but I'm willing to help. Stop it, baby, you're killing yourself. Come on, I got your back, I'm killing myself. I'm feeling myself too. Man, just imagine some of the things we can do. You under me under you. Then we can catch the liquor store before two. We can hit my nigga, go get some shoes. And if you still wanna kick it, we can go get a room. It won't cost you much, I'm a good buy. Dick on discount, bitch, goodbye. I look like Mr. Frank, fuck for free. No dough, ho, you can't fuck with me. Get the fuck out, bitch, you feeling myself? You're full of shit, and I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm a West Coast bad boy, I'm represented. Trey, that's a bad choice. Is it rented? Hardy, har, har. Very funny, you don't hear my tummy. I guess my money, my stomach ain't growling. I'm styling and wilding, drinking vodka straight. Fuck a Long Island, I want my own island. Bet you I'ma get it. I switch hit and play with both mitts. I pack the 4/5, I'm after your bitch. He ain't doing it right, she's after your script. And I'm after hers with these mackin' words, nerd. Thought square stayed sharp. You're nothing but a mark in a bucket skylark. I'm playing my part. I'm Mr. Furley. Quit interrupting. I'm talking to your girly. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
back with Vince in the Bay, a.k.a. Mega Dude, Mega Vince, whatever you wanna call me. You're in the VIP portion of the re-up. I'm going to re-up here for one last time, and then I'm going to go get a burrito or something because I'm fucking hungry. Thanks again to Beck's Beer. Wow. That's good stuff. So anyways, you're in the building with Vince in the Bay. It's the re-up. I want to thank anybody who's watching this on Justin TV. You know, I'm just going to blog it right now or fucking Twitter it. But I still have full access to my switchboard and my chat. There's nobody in my chat. It's just me. But I'm feeling pretty good about the fact that I got access to the switchboard still. Usually, like halfway through, they'll cut out the switchboard on me. So, I technically have about 25 minutes left in this program. Once again, you're in the VIP. We're no longer broadcasting live, so you're enjoying this, obviously, in the archives, I guess. But I think I'm supposed to be doing a show tonight, 7 p.m. It's 4.5 hours from now. I'm going to be doing a mega show. It's Mega Dude. So that's going to change. But yeah, stick around for that. I want to thank all my callers today, and chatters, Nutmegs Mixed, Wayne Ghetto, Petey Green, Miss PG, that's about it. I don't know who else was in the chat room, but I hope you all had a good time. And so I think I'm going to wrap it up pretty much, unless they'll let me keep playing tracks. I don't know. I think I'm going to take a break. Let's just say that. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to cool out and coexist with Dub Trio. Be right back. Well, I guess that was that, huh? Sweet. So I can keep playing tunes, apparently. All right. Any requests? I do have people in chat, maybe. Maybe not. No, I guess not. Just me. Sucks. I am over in the chat for Jay Will from the Mill, though. See what's going on. Oh, shit, Abu's over there. Oh, Abu, are you going to sing right now? Abu, are you going to sing right now?
And there you have it, the Chair of Love.
Boop, boop, boop. Dub Stiley. It's the remix.
I and I Production Presente. Dub by Staley.
All right.
Dubwise Styly, I'm back. So I was trying to do some feedback shit right there. Fuck. Yeah, I was trying to do some
feedback stuff there. Basically, like, I have all these, like, instrumental dub tracks, and I love dub music. And I was trying, like, playing the track over the switchboard and then, like, playing it back over another account here and giving it, I want to do some experiments with BTR where, like, I'll call in on different lines and have different computers on and play, like, a dub track and then, like, record me doing all this, like, crazy lyrics and shit, but doing, like, and we're fucking with delays between, like, two different phone lines and two different computers. I think that there's an audio experiment just waiting to happen right there. Oh, my God. So, yeah, fucking, I'm still doing my BTR show, and I'm still recording my fucking, what do you call it, Justin TV show. I don't even know if I probably don't even have anybody watching me. Yeah, zero viewers, of course. But I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bex. Yeah, we have zero viewers, but we got a whole free case of Bex beer, and we got to have a good time. Thank you, Bex beer. This party foul. I just knocked over my empty beer bottle. I better go get me another one. Since I'm still on the BTR, I'm going to play a BTR track right here. A track for my BTR listeners. We're going to be signing off shortly. Actually, I should just, like, officially sign off of my BTR show. I don't think there's much more to cover. It was a good program, the re-up with Vince. I'm going to do another program in a couple hours. I think I'm going to head out and go get a burrito or something. I don't know. I'll get something to eat and come back and do it again at 7 p.m. with the Mega Show. So Mega Show, say Mega Show up there. Beneath everything. Right on. Ronnie, what up? So, Ronnie, you missed the re-up. The re-up's over. But, I don't know. Can you hear me? Are you even listening? I'm still in the VIP of my, you can't really tell, but, like, right back there, right there, this is VIP right here. It doesn't show up on the screen for some reason. But now re-up's over, but we're in the VIP right now, so I'm doing the VIP on fucking Justin TV and on, so you can hear this in the archives. Yeah, no worries. I think I'm just gonna leave this on. I think this is what it's all about now, dude. I think it's all about doing BTR whenever your show comes up, and you fill in the blanks by just doing Justin TV, bro. Like, I simulcast my show on Justin TV. And, it was cool, man. I don't know what the audio quality is like over there. But thanks for coming through, man. I'm doing a BTR show at 7 p.m. I'm going to change this. This is old. Because I'm signing off the re-up right now. I'm going to go get something to eat, and then it's going to be the Mega Show with Mega Vince. That's pretty much how it do. I mean, this is basically what life is anyways, right? Life is just a series of interactions and conversations, and in between that, you play a track. Right? Or maybe even during that you're playing a track. So I still got access to my switchboard, dude. Fuck, we forgot to celebrate 420. The second 420. On the re-up, I like to celebrate the passing of 420 every hour on the 20 marker. So like whether it's 120, oh yeah, it was 420 in on the East Coast last hour, and then it was 420 Mill time just recently. And I'm not going to be on the air for 420 Pacific time. During the re-up, we celebrate 420 twice during the show, 420 somewhere. And, like, on the weekends, we always, the first 420 is our brother, our Stoners and Stonettes in, Buenos Aires and San Paulo celebrate 420 in Turkmenistan, suppose. Celebrates 4:20 a.m. So yeah, I'm gonna go run and get some food, and I'll come back for the mega show. Mega show is gonna be going off as per usual. What the fuck? Yep. So as you noticed, our sponsor today is Bex. I killed two Bex during that time. I've only had maybe like five or six viewers since I started, but I drank two free Bex beers. So thank you, Bex. Keep them coming. I don't care how many, like, some people are obsessed with, like, viewers or views. Like, oh, we got to get 10,000 views. Like, what's Starbury on? Like, 100,000 views or whatever? I don't really care about that. All I care about is getting free beer and getting fucked up for free and doing my radio / TV show, I guess this would be free. So as long as I don't have to pay for it, I don't give a fuck. All right, so I'm gonna go into a track. I still have access to my switchboard. All right, I'm gonna play some Street Sweeper Social Club. This is Somewhere in the World It's Midnight right here on Mega Radio. I'm your mega dude, Vince in the Bay. We're wrapping up the fucking re-up program. It's over. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific for the re-up. It's the weekend stoner-friendly radio program. So tune in tomorrow. We'll be back tonight with the mega dude, the mega show. On at 7 p.m. Pacific. In the meantime, check us out on the internet at megaforceonline.ning.com. It's megaforceonline.ning.com. Or check out the mega blog, megaforceonline.blogspot.com. And Street Sweeper actually is playing some shows in New York this week. So I guess they're getting kind of warmed up for, you're getting ready for their tour. I think they're going to do a fall tour. And they're also playing here in the Bay in a couple weeks at the Outside Lands Festival. So make sure you check that out. In the meantime, enjoy this track. This is Somewhere in the World It's Midnight by Street Sweeper Social Club right here on Mega Radio. I'm Vince in the Bay, signing off from the re-up. I'll see you again tomorrow, same stoner time, same stoner channel, and that's how it do.
get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get live, man, and go to gig. Somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorillas just shout too big. Somebody needs a bottle. This adrenaline, so that's the middle fence. Stopping through your suburbs like hope, meth and Ritalin. Street lights and little sins, we fight for little yen. Despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck to cop. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buck your block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials were written. So they paid no attention that the scribble transmission read, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. It's time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the night falls just so you can't see the scars. It's forced between the stars and dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner if you say cocaine. They claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switched games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drink and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists. Let's get tumultuous and bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorilla just shot too big.